Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Why Dakula has no bus service, and what would have to change? This is the clearest answer the Wire can give to a question residents ask constantly: is there any public transportation in Dakula? No. Here's why, what's nearby, and what the county has actually planned. Gwinnett County has a transit system. Dakula is not on it. What Ride Gwinnett is? Ride Gwinnett, renamed from Gwinnett County Transit in 2023, is the county's public transit system, operated under contract by TransDev. It runs three kinds of service: local fixed route buses on numbered routes including 10AB, 20, 30, 35, 40, and 70. Paratransit for riders with disabilities. Microtransit, an on-demand shared ride shuttle you book by app. The system connects to MARTA, with express buses running to Atlanta and linking at the Doraville, Civic Center, and Five Points stations. Transfers between the two systems are free with a Breeze card. Where the service actually goes. Microtransit currently operates in Snellville, Lawrenceville, and Norcross, and only there. It runs Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., costs $3 per person per ride, and trips must begin and end inside the same designated zone. You book through the Ride Gwinnett app or by calling 770-246-4770, option 3. Spanish language assistance is available. Fixed routes serve the county's denser corridors: Lawrenceville, Duluth, Norcross, Snellville, Buford, Sugar Hill, and connections into DeKalb. Hubs are the Gwinnett Place Transit Center in Duluth, plus park-and-ride lots at Indian Trail, I-985, and Sugarloaf Mills. There is no Sunday service anywhere in the system, and no service on New Year's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, or Christmas. For a Dakula resident, every one of those options requires driving somewhere else first. The two votes that explain it. 1971, Gwinnett County, along with Cobb, voted against joining MARTA. That decision is why Metro Atlanta's rail system stops at the county line, and why Gwinnett eventually built a separate bus system starting in 2000 rather than connecting to rail. Notice of Violation Ember 5, 2024, a county transit referendum failed, 47% to 53%. It would have levied a 1% sales tax for 30 years, funding up to 75 projects from the county's 2023 transit plan and shifting existing transit operating costs off property taxes. The Board of Commissioners had approved putting it on the ballot by a 4-1 vote in June 2024. Voters said no. What the plan would have brought to Dakula. This is the part that matters locally. The county's transit plan explicitly contemplates extending service here. Under the plan, county ride, local fixed route service with regular stops and set schedules, would operate 12 to 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, with buses every 15 to 30 minutes, and would be available between Stone Mountain and Loganville, Sewanee and the Gwinnett Place Transit Center, and Dakula. Microtransit would expand countywide on a schedule, Sewanee and Sugar Hill in 2026 under a referendum, with the remaining parts of the county phased in gradually between 2027 and 2033. The plan notably contains no rail component and no MARTA expansion. Without the sales tax, that timeline has no dedicated funding source. Dakula's mayor has pushed the 316 angle. At a county meeting on transit expansion, Dakula Mayor Trey King spoke about the potential popularity of a transit line running along State Route 316, the corridor that connects Dakula to Lawrenceville, Interstate 85, and eventually Athens, and the one now absorbing roughly $829 million in reconstruction, plus the Rowan Research Community and its first major corporate tenant. That's the strongest case for transit reaching Dakula, not the town's current population, but the jobs being built along the road it sits on. What to do in the meantime? Rideshare operates in the area, though costs to Atlanta are substantial. Park and ride is possible if you drive to a Gwinnett hub and take an express bus into the city. paratransit is available for eligible riders with disabilities. Contact Ride Gwinnett to ask about eligibility and service area. Ride Gwinnett Customer Service, 770-822-5010. Real-time bus tracking is at realtimegwinnett.availtech.com and through the MyStop mobile app. What would have to change? Realistically, service reaching Dacula requires either a future successful referendum, a redirection of existing county funds, or state or federal grant money tied to the State Route 316 corridor and the Rowan development. The plan exists. The route is drawn. The question is who pays for it, and in 2024, voters answered. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DaculaWire.com.